What's up, guys? It's Adam Carr here with the third episode of Horribly Hollywood Single, brought to you by AfterBuzz TV. Some of the worst dating stories told by some of the best guests in Hollywood. Speaking of guests, I have the incredible Marcel Spears up next.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Horribly Hollywood Single. I am your host, your captain, Adam Carr. Welcome back. It's good to see you. We have such a wonderful guest today. I'm so excited for this gentleman here. He plays Marty, Cedric the Entertainer's son, on CBS's hit show, The Neighborhood. Give it up, please, for Mr. Marcel Spears.
Woo!
Woo!
Yeah.
All right. Welcome. Welcome here, very much.
Yeah. What's up, Adam?
Oh, it's good to see you.
It's good to see you again, too, friend.
You brought the wise glasses today.
I did.
Like an inventor, someone who's.
I dig it.
Yeah, I trust you.
I'm giving the vibes. Just to throw them off.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I'm an artist, but I didn't go like full hipster with like the mustache and everything. Just the glasses.
Just the glasses.
Let you know. Just give you a little flair or something.
Woo!
Right? What's going on
it's
there?
It's absolutely wonderful. It's wonderful.
Thanks.
Great to have you here today.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to get into some Horribly Hollywood stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get into some dating stories.
Let's do it.
We're going to read. We finally have our first dating story sent in from one of our listeners. So we're so excited.
I'm loving this.
We're blazing a new trail. I also just want to give a quick shout out to our man in the booth, the married voice of reason on the show, Mr. Jeff Graham, everybody.
Yeah.
Woohoo! Jeff's a little special because he married his college sweetheart, so he never actually did any dating in L.A. Coincidentally, neither did
I.
You.
Neither
so
did I.
You're in good company.
Okay.
So welcome to today. So our first our story here comes from Megan Arufo, and she has this Horribly Hollywood story here for us.
Okay.
So basically, I met this guy on St. Patrick's Day. He asked me for my number before I left the bar and told me he wanted to take me on a date, so I agreed. Nice. He's proactive.
Yeah.
He told me I could pick the place, so I picked sushi. Classy. So he was the first guy I dated that was younger than me. Okay. Trying new stuff.
Okay.
I figured, why the hell not? I hadn't met anyone my age or older that I was interested in, so I figured I had nothing to lose. He was 3 years younger. Hey, in Hollywood, that's like...
Yeah.
That could be 8 or 10 years. We don't know. He seemed more mature than most as far as actually making plans ahead of time and letting me pick a place for dinner. I will say he's probably in the top 95 percentile.
Okay, that's
in Los
good.
Angeles. I mean, you're a gentleman. You get
yeah.
it. You would do all this stuff.
Yeah.
Most guys would just
Wouldn't.
Say, meet me at this place at 11 for
Straight
a drink.
Up.
Right?
Straight up.
He even came to my place to pick me up. None of this drive separate shit. Oh, she knows what she wants. A real date. We got to the restaurant and everything was going well. We had great conversation and he was really cute. I was into it. I got over the whole age difference thing because when you're out of college and in your 20s, it's all the same, right? Anyway, we left the restaurant and walked back to his car. He even opens the door for me. There we go. Southern gentleman,
okay.
You're
hey,
from the South, right?
You're speaking my language.
I mean,
I was a little worried about the St. Patrick's Day thing, but we're good. We're rolling.
It's either going to be a ton of drinking.
Yeah. I was just like, you picked this guy up on St. Patrick's Day? That was your mistake number one.
Got to be careful.
That was your first. But he's made up for it.
Marcel's given us, yeah.
He's made up for it.
You know.
Okay.
Been a while since a guy's done that, especially in L.A.
Hey.
We sat in the car and decided what we wanted to do next. The date was going well. We didn't want it to end. We decided to come back to my place and watch Game of Thrones. Hey, there we go.
Okay, a little Game of Thrones and chill.
Get some of that Khaleesi. On the way back, I started to smell something. I think he farted. I tried to ignore it. He turned the heat on in the car because it was cold and the smell got worse.
Yeah, heat that fart up.
I was trying so hard not to say anything because he was ignoring it too. Maybe he was embarrassed. Yeah, you have to be careful with heat. Have showers taught us anything?
Come on.
Then at the stoplight, it got really bad. I'm like, Jesus, is he still farting or what? Silent but deadly. Then all of a sudden, he asked me if I smelled that. I'm like, yeah, he's asking, right? Maybe it's you. I said I didn't know, I didn't do it. He said he didn't do it. Then I realized the smell actually smelled like shit. I remember when we walked to the car, I walked in grass from the sidewalk to get to the side of the car. All of a sudden, I looked at my heels and there it was, dog shit. I actually stepped in dog shit and now it was in his car on the floor mat. He pulled over and I showed him it was the dog shit. I didn't fart. He must have thought I did. Great. Yeah. Well, this guy's losing points.
I mean, this dude must have been sitting in his car the whole time. Thinking, yo, she's farting. Beefing it right now.
She's just doing it. And she doesn't care.
She's not saying anything. I'm kind of into it. She's really comfortable, right. I guess.
Maybe it's her. Maybe she's just, yeah, that's like flossing on the first date.
Wow.
You're just showing your comfort level.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
Then he basically went from a man to a child and freaked out. I took the mat out and tried to get the poop off my foot and the floor mat on the grass. He was plugging his nose and squealing like a little girl. Once it was mostly wiped off, I felt terrible. Of course, anybody would feel terrible.
Yeah.
Also rude, he didn't even try to help me, but just watched as I tried to clean it. There we go.
Hey.
True colors. This man started off as a Southern gentleman with the door.
He was a straight gentleman.
Right. And now... something bad's happened,
yeah.
And he's watching her, basically like, you're like mom, right? You're just going to clean this up.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Come on, guy. Then once we got to my place, I felt so bad. I took the mat. Thank God it was rubber and took it in my apartment and cleaned it in the sink. Oh, this girl's a saint. She even cleans it.
Yeah, she went the extra mile. I would have taken it,
just thrown it in my trunk and said, don't worry about it. I'll just get this car deep cleaned. Fried.
The whole car.
By the way, like, you do this too. If you make someone feel terrible, you realize you're never going to have sex with them.
Right. It's not happening.
You can't do that.
It's not happening. And I think that poop under her shoe sort of revealed his true colors.
Well done.
Yeah.
And that color was brown.
That color was brown.
Again, so she's cleaning this in the sink for him. Again, he just watched. Wow, there we go. Then we tried to give it a go on another night. Like, it didn't happen. That was
wow.
She even went out with him again.
Wow.
How nice is she?
That's super nice. She must be super,
Megan,
super,
you're a saint.
Super...
I'm sorry, but I want a man, not a boy, who thinks he can quote Spice Girls. But really, he was afraid of the dog poop and made me feel like literal shit.
Wow.
Hashtag literal shit.
Hashtag literal shit.
You ever had that happen?
Where I felt like literal shit?
Oh, no. Where, like, there was literal shit involved in a date.
No. Not that I can remember.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of literal shit came up with friends.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm no stranger to stepping in literal shit, but never on a date.
You have to be careful because olfactory senses, I mean, you associate smells with memories.
Memory.
So no matter what,
yeah, they're closely linked.
She's always going to think of that guy and think of shit.
Yeah,
and vice versa.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
Well, Megan, we wish you all the best, and that shit might have tarnished that date, but you will live forever in our hearts at Horribly Hollywood Single.
Yeah, always.
Stay single, stay safe. All right, so welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Really glad to have you here. We go over like some bad dates, we go over some different things that have happened.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is for you. I know you didn't do much dating out here, but tell me your story. You come from the South, you had some stuff over there. Where in the South? Give me the whole 411.
So I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana originally.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Shout out to 504. And I went to college in Houston, Texas area.
Okay.
To the illustrious Prairie View A&M University, which is one of the best HBCUs in the country, historically black colleges and universities.
Gotcha. Did you study acting?
I did.
Okay.
I did. To the chagrin of my parents.
Yeah, really?
I was like, I was all
in.
I pretended like I was interested in other things. Like, as a kid, I wanted to be a zoologist, and so most of the stuff I did in high school was sort of geared towards that.
Sure.
And I kind of did acting and artsy stuff on the side.
Yeah.
But then when I went to college, especially after moving to Texas, I was just like, nah, I'm going to do this acting thing.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, the first time I saw you, I took my girlfriend, then now fiance, we had gone to see... Oh, thank you. And you as well.
We'll
get into that a little later. We saw the show at the Geffen Playhouse that you were in, Ironbound.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, I turned to her, not trying to blow smoke up your ass, but I was like, this guy's going to... either he's going to blow up soon, or he's going to win an Oscar someday. Like, something's going to happen, because I saw you do a full range at a Geffen Playhouse show, and everybody was talking about you after
that
show. They really were, like, it... So... it was so cool to see you get cast in the neighborhood and, like, move forward. And I was like, oh, this guy, it's his time. Like, it was just, it's so cool to see. But we're not here for the good. We're here for the bad. So anyways, please continue.
So I wasn't a hopelessly horribly Hollywood single. I was a Houston single.
For a very brief
time.
That's going to be our spinoff.
Yeah, that's going to be the spinoff. So I'm sort of like a serial monogamous, and by that I just mean that I prefer to be in a relationship. Like, I feel like I do best if I can focus on one person. I'm not really good.
Absolutely.
At like spreading the wealth a little bit.
Yeah. So you're very different than most guys here in this
city. Well, no, it's not that I'm super different. It's either like, either I'm in the relationship or I'm the worst person.
Oh, yeah.
But there's like no connection.
I can tell you I'm very similar to that.
Yeah.
When I was at my worst single, I was just all just over the place.
It's just that.
But when I'm in, you get 800% of my attention.
Right.
Which is a lot.
And so there was like a brief moment after I had broken up with my high school girlfriend.
Yeah.
And before I started dating my now fiance.
Oh, wow.
Where I was just like kind of single and I'm in college and I'm a theater kid in college.
Right.
And I'm like, yo, I got all these like hormones and energy and I want to do this thing.
Plus,
and I
had half the guys in college too, in these acting programs, theater programs, no offense, it's all, they don't like women.
Right.
So it's like literally fishing with dynamite.
I'm a unicorn.
Yeah, you're the unicorn.
At this point.
Because like, oh my God, you can sing, you can dance, you can do all this stuff, and you want to have sex with women.
And I want to have sex with women.
Come on.
That's a bonus point.
That's a bonus. That's 10 bonus points.
Come on, man. You already know.
Yeah.
So I had a secret weapon in that I had a car, which was good.
There we go.
It was good. It was like a 94, 95.
You always opened up the door.
Yeah. Yep. It was a Ford Explorer. Wasn't the best car.
A Ford Explorer. Hey. I have a Mustang that's like a 98.
Yeah.
Beat up old Mustang outside.
This car was really beat up.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to drive it till it dies.
Really. I was driving it past its death.
There you go.
But it was wheels.
Yeah.
And so I had a car. I was one of the few people in my friend group or in the area that had, like, a car. And so I would, like, use that as a way to, like, help people out. And I would use this way income. I feel like I was Uber before, like, Uber was Uber in that area.
Oh, wow.
Like, what you did was you'd be like, yo, I got a car. I'm going to the grocery store. If you want some groceries, just slide me a couple of dollars for gas.
There we go.
And I go, but I already paid for my gas, right?
There we go.
So now I'm just like collecting money.
Holy shit. Because
I was going to the store anyway. That was a plan.
Well done.
I had met this young lady around campus. I knew her for a minute.
Oh, yeah.
And we were cool, and it was always
a Houston
like,
minute.
Yeah, a Houston minute.
That's, yeah.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
That's it.
Uh-oh.
Hey!
Uh-oh, watch out now.
What?
And so, like, we, you know, we was feeling each other. We was like, all right, cool. Like, what's going on here? Mm-hmm. We kind of, like, checking each other out.
Yeah.
And so I offer to take her to go and get some dinner, like an early dinner at this Chinese restaurant.
Oh, there we go.
I specified that it wasn't a date because I wanted to take the pressure off. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
It's not a date. We're just chilling.
But if you say it's not a date, do you still offer to pay?
I did.
True
Southern gentleman. Southern gentleman.
Yeah, Southern
right?
gentleman.
You
there
pay
you
for
go.
The ladies. So I was like, boom, it's not a date. We're just chilling, which,
right.
is, which is what fuckboys say usually when it is a date.
So, exactly.
But I was like, yo, we're just chilling.
Let me take my shirt
but
off.
Dinner's on me. Like, we'll go. And it was a buffet. It wasn't the best Chinese food, but it was good food.
This sounds like a movie scene. It sounds so cute.
Right, like it's hard to get like authentic Chinese food. Like,
oh,
the
sure.
school was in Houston, but it was like in the country of Houston.
I would assume Chinese food and sushi, both tough
right.
to do.
They were all cooked by, you know, Mexican and black guys just
yeah.
in the back.
Hey, they're trying.
Some black dude named Clarence is just back in there like frying his ass off.
Right.
And it was great. But the food was good. It wasn't, like, authentic. So we're there. We're mm-hmm. kicking. Well, not. We hadn't gotten there yet. I went to go pick her up from her apartment, and her roommate was tagging along. Now, her roommate wasn't expecting me to pay for her. She just wanted to come.
Right.
Since we were eating. And I had said it wasn't a date.
Right.
So she was like,
so she was like, this is a friend tag along?
I was like, okay. Her roommate was brash, to put it politely. She was...
drinking?
Not drinking, just
unruly.
Saying
it, calling it like it is.
Completely uncouth.
Uncouth.
Great
man. SAT vocabulary.
I'm trying to be real nice about saying that she was ratchet as hell.
Right.
just trying to avoid that.
Yes.
It never was said.
Full on
never
ratchet.
Said
Got it.
That. Just, okay. Straight up ratchet.
Straight up ratchet.
And just not, you know, she sort of invited herself.
You
not
know what that is?
What?
You invited a heckler on your date.
It was a heckler.
You literally, like, it's like, oh, great. This is what's going to happen.
Come on.
God
and it's
forbid
a black
I have
woman
sex tonight.
Heckler. Those are like, that's
yeah.
like level 10
so
hecklers.
Everything you say, she's throwing a freaking
like, mm-hmm,
wrench at you. And then you're like, okay, you know what? I didn't sign up for this.
The
unless,
whole time.
Unless there's a hypothetical threesome at the end of this rainbow from hell. Which
no
is
chance.
Not happening. So please.
So she just kind of showed, like, she kind of, like, had no sort of self-awareness about herself on this day. So they're boom.
Fantastic.
They hopping in. I'm pushing the green monster, which is what I called the car, because it was just big and green and just
green
not
monster.
Very pretty.
So you were driving the Hulk.
It was the Hulk, a.k.a. the green monster. So I'm pushing the green monster. We go to the Chinese restaurant. We get out. We find a table. We start eating. Every time I'm trying to get a rhythm going, like, in the conversation.
Yeah.
Heckler. right? She right there like, so what is this? And what is that? And you be doing and this and this, that, and other. And what you gonna do with theater? Like, you gonna try to be an actor? Like,
is she her mom? Did she bring her mom to the date?
I don't.
How are you gonna support her?
It was a very symbiotic relationship. Like, they were like roommates and besties, but it was getting kind of toxic. So it was kind of like...
I briefly dated a girl, just real quick, non-segue here, who had a best friend, and they lived together, they did everything together, they vacationed together.
It's a thing.
The girl, and it was almost like you were dating two people.
Yeah, but
because
no
it starts to become, well, she doesn't think that we should. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, are we asking her, is she helping for stuff? Is she part of this?
Yeah, it's like dating a committee. Like,
yeah, exactly.
I'm dating the board.
Like, exactly. She has to, like, go. It just made me go, man, if I were Mormon, I don't know if I could do it. That's a lot. That's a lot, you know?
Fair point.
Hey, respect.
Fair point.
Just not for me.
They're better men than us.
Yes.
I feel.
Stronger.
Stronger. Wiser. Probably going to heaven, maybe.
I don't even know if it exists.
I don't know what they're
doing. I have a good idea.
I definitely feel like heaven exists. I don't know if I'm going yet. I feel like the jury's still out.
I feel like I'm just going to end up in the shitty part of heaven.
Boom. That's,
you know what I mean?
Come on, man.
I'm talking about like
shitty part of heaven.
Like coach.
And coach,
then, you know
heaven
what I mean?
Coach? Yeah.
There's a coach part of heaven.
Yeah.
And like there, you keep saying, I'm sorry, is there Coke Zero? Or even
yeah.
And they're like, no, there's only Diet Coke. And
okay.
You're like, I hate the taste of Diet Coke. And they're like, yeah, I know. And then you're like, all right. And then that runs out. Like, it's like you're staying in a really bad motel.
Yeah.
The windows
yeah.
don't open. The AC doesn't quite work. The fridge always gives out. But they're like, hey, you should be grateful that you're here.
At least you're here.
Right.
That's kind of what this date felt like.
Oh, nice.
It was kind of like, I guess this is cool because, like, I'm doing this thing. And there is a vibe despite this sort of malevolent presence
yeah.
just hanging around.
This. So you went on The Grudge. Basically,
right,
that was your date.
Right. Except she was just, like, just big. Just,
oh,
and she
yeah.
was definitely there to eat. Like, and so I was just, I was like, all right, man. So, like,
wow.
I'm trying to vibe with this chick. I'm trying to, like, really feel it out. And there's this other person there completely shooting me down every time. So,
was she at least trying to say, like, hey, can you keep it down? Or was she just
nothing.
Quiet and shy and nice?
Nothing.
And she's just letting her friend completely...
She's letting her friend do whatever her friend wanted to do. She, honestly, I feel like she was taking a little bit of pleasure in it. I don't know if she's ever done this. She's married now, by the way, the girl that I was talking to. I don't know if she's ever... done this to somebody else, but I don't know what
the whole time. So you stayed at dinner. Did you end
I stayed.
Up did you guys have like a movie after, or was there something else as a buffer?
No, we were going home.
So you just had this 2.5-hour dinner.
We're just chilling, just and trying to like feel each other out a little bit more with this other person there.
Right.
I flexed. I paid for her friend's meal as well. I mean, it was a Chinese buffet,
you.
So it was one price. So I bust a flex because I'm thinking I can save this. I can flip this.
Yeah.
I can get her on my side.
Right. If you get her on the side, then she's... Listen, this is like sales.
Right.
She's the gatekeeper.
Right.
You have to get through the gatekeeper if you want to make a sale.
So I pay for her meal as well.
There
she's
we
like,
go.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
Does she relax a little bit?
All right.
Yeah.
Not really.
There we go.
It kind of like me paying for her meal.
This woman's a future mother-in-law from hell. What
Man,
is going on?
Me paying for her meal sort of like, it just added fuel. Like, she was just like, oh, like, she just like, now she kind of like zeroed in on me. Like, earlier she was ruining the date just sort of generally, but now she was just like focused on. So, like,
now you have to spend money.
What
now
you
you're
doing?
Trying to
like,
do.
What's going on? So I'm taking them back to their apartment. We get to the apartment, I park, and the girl I was like trying to talk to, she was like, you want to come in? And I was just like, yes. Obviously, the answer is no.
Please have
like
separate
at that
bedrooms.
Point,
yeah.
A wiser man would say, hell no.
I've had
and just
enough.
Like, call it
yeah.
and maybe do this again.
This
where
is
he
a
can,
when
like,
date. You had
right.
enough, so you said when.
But I was like, all right, let's do it. So
yeah.
I go in.
That's what we're, so what are you, like 19, 20, 21?
I was 19.
The possibility of getting laid,
yeah.
the shit you will put
yeah.
up with. Into your 30s now, into your 30s,
this.
2 minutes into that date, you would have been like, all right, I'm out. Thank you
I'm
so
out.
Much. Shake the hands. I appreciate it. I'll pay for an Uber for you to go back.
Yeah.
I'm not done. But 19.
19.
You
just
will
like,
put up with a mountain
you're
of this
looking at it,
stuff.
You're like, I could work with this.
Yeah, I could work with
this.
This.
Okay,
yeah.
These are raw materials, but I could rock it.
It's
I could rock it. So I go in. She like, we're all like teenage, like 19, 20s. So she's like, want some tea? Because, like, that was, like,
oh, yeah.
sexy, right?
Ooh.
It was like, okay, tea.
Some chamomile?
We're having tea.
Moroccan mint?
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I think it was just, like, straight-up Nest tea. Like, I think it was, like, super, like, whatever you could find at Walmart. So she's, like, brewing a tea. roommate goes to her room. Their bedroom's on opposite side of the apartment, right? So roommate goes into her room. I'm like, okay, everybody's getting the hint. Mm-hmm. We know what's happening here.
We get it.
All right.
So NASA has given the go-ahead.
Exactly.
There will be a moonwalk later.
I was incredibly mistaken.
Oh, no.
The roommate had gone in not only to get comfortable, but apparently there were, like, snacks in that room.
Yeah.
So she went in, changed into, like, a t-shirt and sweats, which wasn't a very pretty sight.
Absolutely.
It was kind of frightening.
Sure.
And then she, like, grabbed some chips. And she came out.
Oh, no.
To continue just assaulting me.
To continue her heckling with a snack.
Just aggressively assaulting me. Well, now she's in her element. Okay?
She's a snackler.
Yes.
That's what she's doing. Snackler. She's doing.
And so I'm still, like, trying to feel this out.
Yeah.
The girl that I'm trying to highlight goes in her room. And so now I'm left alone.
Oh, God.
With the snackler.
Yeah.
And she,
like, was the Kung Pao? Yeah.
Right. We're sitting next to each other because... The girl that I was talking to was, like, sitting across from us in this little chair. It was a chair, a coffee table, and a sofa. That's all they had in those, like, basic dorm apartments.
Okay.
So she's sitting next to me on the sofa, and she keeps, like, looking over at me. And I feel like I'm about to be, like, eaten alive.
Oh,
I don't understand what's going on.
Like,
like, malice is in the room.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Something it's danger like, has entered the room.
There's a disturbance in the
force. In the force, yeah. My spidey senses
that's something, too. You feel, like, in your balls. Feel like you're, like, either I'm about to get kicked in the balls or someone's going to start an argument.
Something.
Some fight or flight caveman thing that we all have.
Something not just not safe.
Yeah. You don't feel good. Yeah.
So she looks over, and she was like, you couldn't handle me.
Oh, like, that's what it is.
That's what it is.
She wanted to jump on you the whole time, and she's pissed that the roomie got to go.
Right.
Because this girl's probably never had a date. And now after tonight, we know why.
You don't know how right you are. I don't understand what you mean. And she was just like, yeah, you think you are. Like, you don't know. You can't handle me. Mind you, her roommate is in there. They're best friends. Her roommate is in the room.
She's in the room, too.
Right. Her roommate pops out, and everybody's, like, chilling.
Yeah.
I'm kind of thrown. Roommate is like, what? I don't know what to say. I was just like, I don't know, man. She's something else.
She's going to a place.
I didn't say it because, like, we're right there.
Right.
I'm not old enough to sit in the confidence and be like, this bitch is tripping.
Yeah.
I can't do that at the time.
This is young Marcel.
Right. This is younger Marcel.
This is a more guarded Marcel.
Right. So I was just like,
I don't know. Marcel cares
like,
about, you know.
Feelings and people. How things go, right?
Yeah.
What people think of me.
Marcel now is being like, fuck this shit.
Yo, Marcel and I would not have ever set foot in that apartment. Marcel now is just...
Would have blown it up.
So many things.
Tossed in the hand grenade.
And left.
Said, thank you.
And dipped.
Yep.
This is not your friend. I'm out of here.
Right.
So Shorty, like, she's, like, still being, like, cute. We're drinking the tea. We're trying to have the conversation again. I feel like this is still salvageable. Then in the middle of us talking, her friend was like, so let's play a game.
Oh,
and I was
just
like, all right, it's only three of us here. What kind of game is she trying to play? She was like, let's play Truth or Dare. That's like classic college game.
Let's play F, Marry, Kill.
Right? So I'm like,
three people in this room.
So we're playing Truth or Dare. There's a high chance that I'm going to see some boobs, like some great, just amazing boobs.
Absolutely. That's where my mind went, too.
There's a very high chance I'm going to see some really scary boobs.
Right.
Like just
you're either going to get scary,
just,
or you're going to, yeah.
I don't know
what side of the coin's going to land, my friend.
What's going to happen.
Heads or scary-ass tails.
And I needed her to say no, she didn't.
Yeah.
So now we're doing this.
Now you're playing Truth or Dare.
Now we're doing this.
With the snackler.
Right.
Whose dinner you paid for. Absolutely.
And you would think
ruining
it would, like,
your chances.
You would think it would end there.
Like, hey, thanks for paying for my dinner. I'm going to make sure you get laid tonight.
Nah.
I'm going to go to bed.
No.
Oh, come on.
Didn't happen like that.
Come on, universe.
I think it was like some kind of weird conspiracy. So we're playing the Truth or Dare. It's my turn.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, Truth or Dare. I'm like, Truth. Because that's safe.
Right.
Right?
She's like, would you sleep with me right now? That's her.
I didn't even get a chance. She was like, oh, you scared.
Oh.
Of course,
God.
Like, putting my manhood on the table. So I'm just like, all right. Okay, so dare. She was like, I dare you to kiss me right here in front of XYZ.
Oh, that's what she wanted.
That's what she wanted the whole
time. That's what she wanted.
And her friend is just like, oh.
Oh.
Okay. And I'm just like,
oh no.
This is like game time decision.
You want to be a team player.
Right? So I was like, boom, I can go for the cheek. It'll be cool.
Right.
I go for the cheek.
She goes tongue out.
not only tongue out, like,
I knew it,
gripping.
Oh yeah,
like she's like wrestling with you. It. The best friend is like laughing. The girl that I was interested in is like laughing. This, and I'm immediately I was assaulted. So I was just like, whoa, right. whoa, like I was like, okay.
By the way, if this were flipped genders, this would be a totally, whole, this would be a totally whole different inappropriate thing.
So bad.
But because she's doing it, we right. go, oh, she didn't get, she didn't go on dates in middle school. Boom. Let's get her.
She's
okay.
just going after what she wants.
There we go.
At that point, I'm just like, all right, I don't know what's going on here. I don't think I'm gonna get laid at all. Like, I don't right. think that's on the menu. I think this is like. This is some kind of game that they're this playing. Is,
yeah.
So I'm like, all right, we're done. Like, the tea was done. That was the last of that game. Because we'd only gone three times. Like, she went, the girl that I was interested in went, and then it was my turn. So I was okay. like, all right, cool. It's getting late. I gotta
get out of here.
So as I'm going out, I'm like, oh, let me holler at you outside.
Yeah.
So she's like, okay, cool.
There we go, walk her out.
So I walk her out. We're, like, talking. And she asked me, the girl that I'm interested in is this beautiful dark-skinned girl. She's like, so, I see, like, she kissed you. I was like, yeah. How do you feel about that? And I was like, honestly, I ain't feeling her. Right. Like, it's not.
Came here for you.
Thing. Right. Like, I was hoping that we could get a little
Come
kiss.
Come on.
She was like, you're cute. And I was just like.
Oh, no. She talked to you like a puppy.
She
You're
was just like,
cute.
She was like, maybe we gotta feel it out. I just gotta see, like,
after all the hoops you just jumped through.
Not only the hoops I jumped through, but I was assaulted. At
what
this point,
what else do you have to do?
I was
do?
Assaulted. I did not get a kiss goodnight. I didn't get like anything.
Oh.
I got in the Green Monster and I took my pride home, never to speak to her again.
Oh my!
Well, not never to speak to her again. I would see her all the time. It was a small school. I saw her all the time. And with like afterwards, we became cool.
Yeah. But you'll always have.
But I will always
that
remember that
awkward.
Always remember that
bear hug of a roommate.
I promise you, this woman looked like,
oh boy,
John Goodman, like a black, like a black John Goodman, and probably twice as strong. So oh, I had no chance. I had no chance to like fight that off.
Twice as strong.
And I think it was purely for her enjoyment. And
yeah.
like, I don't know, like, it felt like a setup. Looking back, it felt like a setup from jump, because her friend kind of just invited herself into the date. Like, just like, oh, I'm coming too. Don't worry, I got my own money to set up. I'm just like,
oh my God.
And I was like, am I not giving off the right vibes?
That's crazy.
But then I was like, I'm done with this shit. So I found.
Yeah.
I found my way into the arms of my now fiance.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations. Well,
thanks, man.
Thank you for this horribly Houston single story.
Yeah, horribly Houston.
Oh my gosh.
It was interesting.
A roommate heckler. I've never heard of it.
It happens.
I gotta tell you.
I feel like they
I feel
exist.
Like I've read about this.
Yeah.
In
like,
the text.
It might not always be a roommate.
Of our great elders. But to hear it in Houston.
In Houston.
My gosh.
At an HBCU.
You got to make sure that, well, that will be recorded, obviously, for
yep.
children
yep.
to study for years
yep.
to come.
Yep. Yep.
When you see the roommate, you gotta go.
Yeah.
Thank
She's
you.
A teacher now.
She's a teacher?
The roommate is a teacher now.
The roommate's a teacher?
The roommate's a teacher.
The kids of tomorrow? God help
the kids
us.
Kids of tomorrow.
Oh, my.
They just, like, walking in and John Goodman sitting at the front
yeah.
of class.
Does anybody care about the rules anymore? Well, thank you. Thank you
yeah,
for your
no
bravery.
Doubt, no
Appreciate
doubt.
It. I'll echo some sentiments here. There's a story I haven't told yet, and I always talk about a couple stories that I've yet to tell
okay.
on the show. So
this is one of them?
Yes, I'm going to connect it to you, actually, loosely connected to you, because this happened at the Geffen Playhouse.
Oh.
Where you performed.
Yeah.
This was a couple years before the show.
Okay.
I've been bartending there. I've worked there for about 13 years.
Nice.
So it's wonderful nonprofit theater. We have a great season. Andy Garcia is in a show.
Yeah.
Free plug. So anyway, I was wrapping up a shift, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm all getting ready to go home, and the show's already started. And this girl walks in, cocktail dress, has a jacket on,
okay.
bag of groceries. And she walks in and she says, hi, excuse me, am I allowed to sit out there and use the heaters because it's a little cold and I wanted to read a book? And so the staff goes, well, are you seeing a show? And she goes, well, no, I'm not seeing a show. I just wanted to sit out there and read a book. And
yeah.
so they go, oh, well, typically we do that for patrons only,
right?
Right? So she looks at them and kind of passive-aggressively, there's hand sanitizer on the desk. And
mm-hmm.
she goes, all right, well, I'm just going to take some of this. And kind of rubs everybody a little bit the wrong way.
All right.
Me at the time, my red flag meter, I'm just like, oh, wow, something different, something interesting.
Yeah.
Might be a long-term relationship here.
Yeah.
This goes to show you where I was.
This is good.
So I tell them all, I'm like, hey, I got this. All right. I'm gonna go out there. I'm going to talk to her. I'm like, I turned on the space heater for her.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I knew what was going on.
Yeah, okay.
And I ask her, I go, you know what? I'm wrapping up the bar, but would you like a drink or anything while you're sitting out here?
Yeah.
And she looks at me and she says, why don't you pour yourself one too and join me? Right? So I'm like, yeah. So I'm thinking stuff is going on, right? Chances of sex, something happening tonight, already just shot up 40%.
Super high.
Let me tell you, they were zero.
Right, at
first. Most of the time, right?
Zero.
Now we know. So I bring us some champagne. We pour some stuff. We sit down. We start talking, right? Okay. Now, as you said earlier, see, when you're 19, you ignore certain things because the prospect of having sex will push out
just
proper judgment because you think, doesn't matter, I'm going to get laid. So she starts saying some things that I'm not quite piecing together, but I'm learning more about her because I'm a listener.
Yeah.
my fiance will tell you. and I'm asking her, like, oh, where do you go to school? And she tells me at first she goes to UCLA, but then she talks about other colleges and
okay,
she
she's
doesn't.
Homeless.
Right? So I don't quite know, but I know she's walking around the area and she has groceries and she's
homeless.
Wearing this cocktail dress. How did you piece it together so bad? You can't ruin the
Is
story.
Is she really?
No. Wait.
Oh,
you're foreshadowing. So, anyway, we keep talking, right?
Okay.
Let me know what else you think. So I'm like, oh, let me give you a call sometime. We've had some fun. And she's like, oh, well, you know, I don't really do the phone thing too much, but like I email. And so I'm thinking, oh, it's some new age thing.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm above the phone. And so at one point I'm like, come on, you have to have a phone. And she pulls out this janky, like 2003 Motorola.
Yeah.
And I look at it and I go, well, that's not on. It's, you know, I'll turn it on if that's your phone. She's like, well, it's not charged. And she throws it back in the bag. And I can tell there's a little bit of this passive aggressive anger, but at the same time, she's looking really cute. This is a really tight dress.
Yeah.
I still might have sex. She keeps talking
to me.
Down. She keeps leaning closer. Like she, at one point, like the hand touches the leg.
Yeah.
I'm getting the signs, right?
She's feeling for your wallet.
So
at that point,
she's how like, did you know?
She's
so we
this
keep
cannot
talking.
Be real.
So
Adam.
There's a restaurant that closed in Westwood that used to be called Palomino.
Okay.
It was across the street from Napa Valley Grill.
Okay.
So at one point, she's like, "All right, well, I'm like, well, let me give you a call or let me email you and let's go out again." And she's like, "Well, I don't want tonight to end. Like, do you?" And I'm thinking, "Holy shit!"
Yeah.
So I'm like, "No, I'm like, we can go to Palomino." She's like, "Oh, great! Like, let's get your car and go drive there now." The distance from Napa Valley Grill to the Geffen Playhouse, for those of you who are non-Westwood enthusiasts of 90024, it's pretty close. It's like a quarter of a mile, maybe. Like, it's a good little jaunt.
Yeah.
So I go, oh, now we don't have to get the car. We can just walk. And she's like, no, I have high heels on. Could we please drive? So I'm like, all right, I'll do it for the lady.
Yeah.
So we get into my car, right? Mustang convertible, same one I have outside. It's not quite as beat up at the time. And I remember we sit down and she goes, oh, so this is what you drive. Kind of like disappointed.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, is there a problem with my car? And she's like, no, I just, you know, we could always do better. And I'm like, oh.
Okay.
So at that point, I start to get a little, and then she immediately goes, oh, no, but like, let's continue going out. Let's do this. So we go to Palomino. I'm having like a drink, and I could drink my weight in sugar at the time.
There we go.
I was pretty good at it, right? But something tells me stay sharp. So I'm just sipping one.
Yep.
She's down in about three or four.
Boom.
And then she keeps asking me if I want food. It's like midnight.
Yeah.
I'm not hungry. I've already eaten for the day. I'm trying to pack my meals, be smart.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, oh, I really want to eat. I'm like, I'm not going to eat, but if you want to get something, you
go
can. Like, I'll pay for the drinks. But and so she keeps on, oh, well, like, I don't want to do that. So she just keeps drinking, right? She keeps talking to me, and she starts going into, like, God. And, like, she – at one point, one of her bags, she has the Bible in it, and she starts taking it out and starts
going
through, like –
That's the book
that
she was
going to
read.
Exactly. She starts going – I think it was. So she starts going through, like, things that I need to listen to and help, like, save my soul. Just certain things on a first date might be a little too much for L.A.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she leans in kind of seductively, and I swear to God, she goes, like, do you know what I like to do when I drink? And I'm like, holy shit.
It's going down.
She's going to say it, right? But she looks at me. She goes, you know what I like to do? When
hand
I
on
drink,
the Bible at this point.
Right? Hand on the Bible. Hand to God. She looks at me. She goes, I like to dance. I could dance all night. She's like, let's go to a club downtown, something. So I'm like, no, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm good. Something tells me this is reaching its shelf life.
Yep.
So I go, all right, you know what? Let me just, why don't I take you home? I'll drop you off, right? This is where it starts to get interesting. And you called it very well. You called it very well, right?
Okay. So we start, I mean, I know the area.
We start driving around in Westwood. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, where can I drop you off? And she goes, down the street. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all right, just FYI, it's after midnight.
Yep.
I'm a gentleman. I grew up in Cleveland.
Make sure you get
I'm not going to drop you off at 12:30.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of guys walking around. It's just me, peace of mind. Just where can I drop you off? Or just like right around the corner from an apartment. But just
right.
If you don't want me to see where you live, I totally understand. But I feel awkward about just dropping you off.
Okay.
She won't answer me. So we're just driving around. It starts to get awkward. It starts to get a bit more awkward. And then I'm like, where can I drop you off? She's like, just like a Starbucks. I'm like, okay, no, really, where can I drop you off? She goes, fine, the 24-hour fitness off Western. Which, if you're in Westwood,
right.
That's about a 30 to 40 minute jaunt, right? Yep. So at that point, I'm like, what are you going to work out at?
At 12:30 at night?
Right? And then she's like, no, it's just like they have showers. And I'm like, and I start piecing stuff together in my mind now. And then I start looking down and I realize that the grocery bag, she has two.
Yeah.
They're not full of groceries. They're full of random stuff like the Bible, markers.
That beat up cell
phone.
A pair
of jeans. Yeah, the beat up cell phone.
Burner phone.
And now I'm looking and I'm like, wait, it's July. It's like 85 degrees at night. And she's wearing this winter jacket. And I'm like, oh, that's what she has. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to be one of those people. Like, you know, that's going to be on the news the next day. Like, they're not even going to get my name right when I die. Like, struggling comic Alan Kerr.
Yep.
Murdered by homeless girl last night, you know, was declared an idiot upon arrival. So we're driving around. I'm like, I'm not going to drive the 24-hour fitness. I'm sorry. But she's like, well, it's like 5 minutes away. Don't be such a baby. I'm like, oh, no, I'm not a baby. I'm just not going to drive to Hollywood.
Right.
Clearly, I'm like, you were walking around when you came in. Like, what would you have done if I wasn't there? Like, just where can I drop you off? And we start getting into this escalating argument, right? And it starts getting weird. And now I'm like, I don't know what she has in her bags. I don't know if she has a knife. I don't know if she has a gun. I don't know if she's going to hold me up. I don't know what's going on. But now it's like no longer fun. And we're just driving around Westwood. And I feel like this is like, you know, this is your life, right? I'm just like watching
Danger
it.
Has entered the
car. So I'm like, where can I drop you off? She's like, the 24-hour fitness. I'm like, where can I drop you off? She's like, just the 24-hour fitness. I'm like, where can you drop you off? And she's like, well, you know, like really nice friends, like let me stay on their couches or they buy hotel rooms for me. You could be one of those friends. And I'm like, I'm not one of those friends. Where can I drop you off? I'm literally now like, I'm just a white kid from Cleveland. I'm almost crying. I don't know what's going on. I'm like, where can I drop you off? I want you out of here.
You gotta get out of your car.
She's like, any Starbucks. I'm like, fine, fuck it. I just pull up to Starbucks. Now it's like quiet. It's very very somber.
Yep.
She gets out.
This is it.
She reaches for the groceries. Clearly she's never handled grocery bags before because instead of going for the handles, she just pulls from the middle, rips the bag. All of her stuff just starts falling out into my car. I have this flash forward of like, now I'm going to be responsible for her or her stuff. And literally, I wish I could say I was a better man. I just kind of scooped it out to the bag and I was like, get a caramel frappuccino. Bye.
Oh man. Literally,
and then I just drove off.
Like security cam must have been super interesting something. For somebody.
And then the kicker is like a month later, people came up to me at the Geffen. And they were like, hey, you said that you, like, took out this girl. Her name's, like, Veronica or something. And she wore, like, the dark cocktail dress, dark hair. And I'm like, oh, yeah. They're like, she literally just came up to us at one of the pubs in Westwood, like, trying to get us to buy her drinks, trying to do all this stuff. I'm like, well, you know, God bless her. She's still working the game.
Yeah, she's still doing it.
So we go from a Sneckler, a roommate, to a homeless girl. Very sweet. Very scary.
Yeah.
Something stupid. I look back now, it's probably 7 years ago.
7 years? Wow.
7 years.
Wow.
Still haunts me.
Still haunts you.
Still haunts me. Any Starbucks.
Because you're still like, I could have had sex. I don't know.
No, you know what? No. It's not worth it.
I mean, it's safer that way.
I mean, at the time, yes.
It's now, way safer
to
that
think,
way.
I have no idea. Because nothing's scarier than when you get in a real serious relationship and you go, cool, time to go to the doctor.
Yep.
Time to see what's up.
Yeah.
Time to make sure that we're being responsible
That's
adults.
That's terrifying.
By the way, I love it too. If you go to I went to a doctor once and I was like, all right, just want to check and just do a test. And I'm like, why? What? Like, what did you do? And I was like, what? Are you blaming me for being like a responsible adult? I'm like,
whoa,
this
time
is
out.
What? Yeah. I got this look of like, why? Have you been
what
having
happened?
Sex? I'm like, yes, I've been having, yes.
Which doctor did you go to? Was it around here?
I feel like this was like when I went back home to Cleveland and it was like
I was about to say
like a family physician there. I feel like here they're much kinder about it.
Yeah.
I got the stank eye in Cleveland from a doctor
Obviously.
Who gave me the, well, why? who, and I'm like, what? Don't make me feel bad. I'm like, do you do this to everybody?
What is happening here?
We're like, what?
What is your deal?
I'm coming to you.
Hippocratic oath, man.
You're supposed to.
You know what? I think the unspoken underlying message there is, why am I not in your position when I can be sleeping with anyone I want?
So
that's why he's upset.
Boom.
Oh, he has a bad marriage. I get it. Okay, sorry. That took a long time. I carry some chips.
Yeah.
Right here. Yeah. I let them rest on the left. The right, that one's free.
Yeah, but this one?
The left, that can take some weight.
Okay.
So, we're getting out of our stories here. Jeff, any commentary from stuff you just heard? I know it's been a little crazy for you.
So many nuggets of brilliance. Mm-hmm. Marcel, I gotta say, I think uncouth is my new favorite term for Ratchet.
Yeah, she was super uncouth.
I think we should just refer to every VH1 reality show as uncouth from here on out.
Zero couth.
Just no couth. Loved it. Two brilliant stories, guys.
Woo! All right, so let's get into this. You're on the neighborhood. Things are going well. And you just proposed.
I did.
And you did it at her surprise party.
Yes, I did.
And I do believe we have some photos for those of you who are watching along on YouTube. By the way, if you're following along on Apple Podcasts, you can also check us out on YouTube. Be sure to subscribe, like, rate, review, the whole gamut. But I thought this was so sweet. I watched this because one of our mutual friends is Beth Bears on the show.
Yes.
And I remember she was posting like, oh my God, I'm so happy. And I saw and... You can see the look of surprise here as you're about to do it. I thought this was one of the sweetest things ever because, first off, you pulled off a surprise party.
I did.
Which is amazing. Well, walk us through. Walk us through.
So my fiance and I have been together for 10 years.
Mazel.
So, yeah, we did the thing. We met in college.
Yeah.
We were friends first, and then I started dating her not long after I had that terrible experience.
Oh, yeah.
That fateful night.
No roommates. No roommates, hopefully.
Yeah, no. I mean, she had three roommates, which was, I guess, almost worse.
Look at that rock. Beautiful.
Boom.
Oh, did man.
It. Did it. I did that. I did that. Couple. Everything. Everything.
Yeah. She could either wear that or feed a small country.
She could, maybe. I hope.
Screw the kids. She wants the ring.
Yeah, she's going to keep that rock.
Yeah, she's going to keep it.
She better.
Oh.
And so, like, we have been together for 10 years, and... I never felt like pressure to do it, but we're both from the South, so there was a lot of pressure to get married.
Absolutely.
Like everybody was pretty much once we met and like had been dating for a year, they were like, "So
come on,
when are we getting married? When are we having
when,
kids?
When the grandbabies?" Like,
I'm in debt right now. I got all these students. I don't know what I'm doing. I haven't graduated.
Student debt is real.
It's super real.
It's super real. Man.
It's so real. Like they want their money back.
Yeah,
and I don't like at the time. I hadn't even like saw the benefits for my degree yet because I got a degree in theater.
Absolutely.
So I don't know what I was thinking
so
there.
You were a talented waiter at
right.
the time.
Right. They were kind of like, that's on you.
That's,
brother.
Yeah.
Like, I don't
well,
know
you chose
do.
That. So,
this past August, she told me not to do it on her birthday. And like there were all these different like underlying things. Like we had this conversation. We've been together for 10 years. So we had this conversation a million times about how I would do it and what she would want and like, in a perfect world.
A lot of hypotheticals,
another.
Yeah.
Right.
Great
She's
combos.
Dropping like breadcrumbs. So I'm like taking notes. I'm not stupid.
Absolutely.
So I'm picking up all this stuff.
Check
I'm trying
Pinterest.
To make it happen.
Check that Pinterest board,
trying
man.
To make it happen.
Yeah.
I know that she wanted her family there, but it was hard to get them there. But she wanted like her friends and everybody that she loves to be around. So I was like, okay, it's getting close to her birthday. This is like a weird coincidence where a bunch of her friends are going to be in town. Some
Fantastic.
Of them came to see the show.
Oh, yeah.
Different things like that. So I was like, I got to do it now.
This is it.
I got to do it now.
Yeah. Plus, you're on the show. You're making some dough.
Right. Because now I have a
time.
Job.
Yeah.
Now I'm not like worrying about how I'm going to eat.
Right.
I'm not a starving artist anymore. So I'm like, okay, I got to do this right. Cedric the Entertainer's wife, Lorna, knows that I'm sort of in the market. Four rings. She knows that I'm like hunting for this, and I'm looking for this.
So Lorna helped you do this.
Lorna helped me. She
Look
helped
at
me
that.
The whole time. Like she hooked it up. She first she was like, okay, so I'm gonna introduce you to our jeweler, and I was just like, I don't know if you know how much I make.
Yeah,
but
right.
It's nowhere
it's not
near
the same paycheck.
What your husband's making.
There's a few less
right
zeros.
Yeah, there's like levels to this thing.
Yeah.
And I'm not even. I'm just like
right.
I'm at the point to where they were like, oh, you need a job? We'll give you this much. I'm just like, I'm cool
sure.
with that. I'll take it.
Yeah,
like,
you can't argue.
No,
you just need to. You need a yes.
I just
you
need
to step
there.
Forward.
I need
yeah.
to eat.
Yeah, I just
so
need to eat.
We're doing that.
We'll work for ramen.
Right, at that point, they probably could have paid me partially in ramen, and I still would have took that deal.
Right. So I'm like, this is great.
So Lorna's helping me. She works with my budget, because it's very modest compared to what,
nice.
What she was originally thinking. And so we, like, talk about different cuts and like how like this could be this, but like if you get a different cut, it's like way cheaper. And you're like, oh, okay, all right.
Oh, there we go.
So,
yeah,
you know, it still looks good.
It's amazing. Yeah, to the naked eye, cannot tell much.
Nobody knows.
I can
Nobody
tell
cares.
You, like, just shop for rings before. There's so much BS out there about making something better. Shave off so much money.
Yeah,
just by
just
the naked
by slicing
eye, can only
that thing
so
differently.
Much. Yeah.
And so I picked out this ring, and like we customized it a little bit. I have this perfect ring. I'm proposing to my best friend. I'm super nervous because I don't know exactly how to do it, but I get like all of her friends together the day after her birthday because she's like, don't do it on my birthday. I want my birthday to be my birthday.
Right, right.
I'm like, all right, bitch. God damn it. Okay.
Here I am doing something for you.
Also, does it feel like, I don't know if you experienced this, but it felt like the closer we got to me like proposing to her, the worse she got. Like, she just...
You know, it's funny. I noticed more little squabble, like, little arguments that you typically wouldn't have. And it's because you just have this giant matzo ball sitting on your head. And you're not really yourself.
Yeah.
You're, like, a heightened, more, like, Larry David, cranky version of yourself. Being like, oh, you know... Because every day you just want to finish the conversation with, well, you know, I'm doing this for you today.
Yeah.
And you don't want to, but you're also...
I just spent like a couple thousand
dollars
on this thing.
I just emptied an account.
Yeah.
And so it's easy to just kind of... Because they don't know what's going on. You know,
they have no clue.
They have no idea.
And that's... I mean, that's great.
And
that's
you want to give them a dream. You love them. Right? We're like the Make-A-Wish Foundation. We're like showing them to Disney World. Yeah. You can go on whatever you want. But then you're also like, I'm dealing with all the behind the scenes.
Yeah, she's a monster.
You don't know what's going on.
And now I'm like, am I doing what I'm... Yeah. Is this the right decision?
You have that moment. You go, okay, this is it.
Like, I come home, like especially that day, like the day I got the ring, because I got the ring like maybe 3 months before I actually popped the question.
Okay.
Trying to figure it out. So the day I got the ring and I locked it up, put it in the safe, the day I got it, came home, and I'm just like, oh, man, she don't even know, man.
Feeling
I'm about to,
good.
About to blow her mind.
Feeling
just,
it, yeah.
At any given time.
And so you start acting like you've done something great.
I didn't even act. I just, like, I'm coming into the room, and immediately coming into the apartment, she like, where you been? What?
Boy.
And I'm my girlfriend is a very, she's an actress as well, so she's very, like, strong, very, like, a colorful black woman. And she's just not really shy with using her words. She's a wordsmith,
there
if you will, and strings profanities together in some of the most interesting ways. And I was just like,
I'd like
don't,
to see a cross-stitch of that.
I would just, like, punch you in the neck, like, at this point. I don't know. I almost, like, at one point, we got into a small little argument. And I wish I had the ring on hand because I just wanted to be like, here,
take it. Well, I don't do anything.
Right.
I don't do anything.
Right. But it paid off.
Right.
It paid off. So the day after her birthday, I got all her friends together and under the guise of what she thought was a birthday dinner, like a small birthday dinner.
There we go.
Which turned into a surprise party.
There we
go. So like she's automatically like, she's like, this is the best birthday ever. I've always wanted a real surprise party. She's one of those people that wants to have a surprise party, but doesn't let anybody surprise her. She wants to know every detail of everything and like planned her birthdays in the past for herself.
Yeah.
So this is the one time that she like had no control.
She's a real Capricorn.
Right, because she didn't know what was happening.
Yeah.
So she had no control. I boom, get everybody there. The place is packed.
Fantastic.
So she's surprised. She starts drinking. Like, she's excited. She's oh my God, this is our best birthday. Like, oh my God, this is so much fun. And I'm like, I bet. So everybody...
I know.
everybody
That's how
there,
good I am.
Right. Everybody there didn't know what
the
I was going
part.
To do.
Oh, Snapdragon.
There was a very small, select number of people who were, like, aware of what was happening.
So then we had the wave.
Boom.
Oh.
So here's the moment. I started with a video.
Yeah.
I play the video in the space. There were, like, two TVs so people could, like, see the video.
Oh, man.
It's really charming. It, like, sort of tells the tale of Amber
and
Marcel.
Oh, you did a video.
Like, I did it. And then at the end of the video, our best friends, also in Texas, went to school with them. They got married last year, and we were in their wedding last year. So they sort of ended the video by saying, like, oh, hey, like, I'm so proud of you guys, and I think Marcel has a question to ask you. So immediately, Amber's like, what the hell? You got to ask me. So she turns around. Everybody sort of, like, moves
because
I'm standing at the back.
Oh,
boom,
yeah. There you go, Moses.
Dropped to one knee. And she starts crying, which wasn't a great sign at first. I was a little nervous.
No, they always cry.
She cried.
They
but
always
like,
cry, man.
But like, they always cry, but she cried for like a long time. I think the video's still on my Instagram. It was like a solid 2 minutes of her not even
just
like...
solid tears.
Not even like
it's
walking
a build
up to
up,
me.
Dude.
Just being like,
it's a
it
build
is.
Up. That's been there
it
since
is.
You guys the
since
first
like day.
Day
one.
It's
day
there.
One.
And then it just comes flooding out.
Yeah. So she cried and she said yes eventually after some coaxing.
That's so beautiful.
and
you did
and
the video too. Damn, that's good.
I hit it with a video. I had to come correct.
You're a storyteller. And a romantic.
And a romantic.
Appreciate that. When's the happy day for you guys? When do you think?
Right now, well, it also depends on the availability of venues. Right now, we're thinking of getting married in New Orleans. I'm from New Orleans.
Nice.
Her family's close by in Texas. And so right now the date is January 2nd of 2021.
Nice.
So it'd be like 1221, which there is like, there's symmetry in that number. It's like cute or whatever, XYZ.
There we go.
Originally we were going to do 10-10-20.
Okay.
We've been together for 10 years, but I'm working.
Yeah, you're working, so you have to pick your moments here.
Yeah, and usually I lightly like mentioned that might have been, winter. Even though 10-10 would have been like a weekend.
Yeah.
I casually mentioned to the producers that that's what I was thinking, and right. They immediately like, were like, no. don't do that.
That's so cute.
Don't do that. What the fuck are you thinking?
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Cedric like, only needs one son on the show. Right. No, it's okay. I'm done.
Don't do that.
So speaking of Cedric, I know that Lorna helped you with The Ring,
which
is so wonderful. Working with Cedric, playing like your dad on the show,
yeah.
Is there like, what is something, I think he's wonderful. I think he's absolutely brilliant.
I think he's
very kind. I've seen him at the Geffen a couple times. He's very sweet, very gracious.
Mm-hmm.
What's something, he gets to play your dad, like that most other people wouldn't get to know that you've gotten to know over the last, I'd say, 2 years of working with him. Like, what's something about him that's unique that we might not just get to see week to week? Because he's a busy guy.
Cedric is a busy guy. He's a man of many talents.
Yeah.
Like, you see him, and you see other people like him, and you're like, oh, okay, there's, like, he is a star. He's, like, really good at what he does.
Yeah.
And there's, like, a machine behind him, like, pushing him, like, working that thing. Like,
oh,
everybody's
yeah.
on board. And he does have a team, but he kind of is the team. Like, he's very, like, just as a mentor, I'm learning a lot about the business side of things just mm-hmm. from, like, watching how he operates and how he sort of navigates the space that he's in.
Yeah.
And he's also, like, when you talk about, like, a stand-up guy, he is one of those people that, like, will put his team on his back. Like, he knows when it's time to, like, all right, we got to get to work. Let's get it.
Right.
And he's the first one out there. He, like, leads from the front. Kind of guy, and it's one of those things to where you sometimes I don't even think it's like possible to do that in this business. Like, it's hard to like take charge like that in this business
sure.
because everything is sort of coy, and like
yeah.
you gotta play the game, and
right.
it's like a lot of lip service and a lot of like following up and having my people talk to your people and this that, and other. But Cedric is like one of those people that
picks up the hammer and says
he
let's
does
get to
it.
Work.
He's like, let's do the work, and
yeah.
I'm gonna find a way to make this happen, and it's so admirable. Just to watch him do that and do it well,
yeah.
and not sacrifice any of his reputation, not sacrifice any like class or decorum. Like, everybody who knows him respects him highly. Any people who don't know him want to like see what's up with him.
Absolutely,
and he's still funny as hell. Like,
he's so funny, man.
Just consistently like funny as hell. Like, he'll know if a joke is gonna work, and he's not selfish about a joke. Like, if he don't have the joke that works in that moment,
yeah.
If it's me or Max or anybody else, like, he'll just like be like, cool, that works. Let's keep that.
That's pretty cool. Most
yeah.
guys wouldn't be able to do that. They would say it's gotta be my joke.
Yeah.
It's gotta be my voice. This is my show.
Yeah, it's
that's
like
it.
He has to have like the biggest laugh. He's cool with somebody else having that laugh as long as it like pushes the scene. Forward.
Serves
like,
the show.
Yeah.
And real quick, if you were going to say, like, let's just say, God forbid, Cedric is single.
Okay.
If he was going to go on these dating apps,
uh-huh.
right? You got Bumble. The women talk to you first.
Right.
You have
right.
OkCupid. You got to
right.
answer, like, 300 questions
right.
so that they can pinpoint who you might be best matched
right.
with. Or just straight up Tindering, just swiping left and right. What would you say, which dating app would Cedric the Entertainer be on, God forbid, if he was single?
God forbid if he was single. I feel like Sid has to be on the like the fancy dating app for the celebrity folks. I think it's
oh.
like Raya.
Oh, Raya.
He's got to do Raya because you know you got to weed out some of the thirsty chicks. You got to
weed them out. That was good. Thirsty ones. That wasn't even one of the things I said. So Raya.
Boom, Raya.
I don't even know.
He got. I didn't
explain.
I just found out about Raya.
So Raya is like the VIP.
It's like
what celebrities go on when they don't want to meet the regular
right.
folks.
It's like if you are someone of note, like not even just a celebrity, but just like let's say you invented an app. Nobody really knows who you are, but you're like, a cut above the rest, and you don't want to like slum it with the muggles.
Right.
Like you sort of like you kind of like step up into this app. You got to be like invited into the app on some like Illuminati shit.
So it's like the Soho House.
Right. You so somebody the, in it has to invite you in.
Say no, he's cool.
Yeah, they got to vouch. You get in, and then you just start swiping.
And then, yeah.
And I feel like that would be the place that Cedric starts.
Interesting.
If he's doing the app thing. Right. Cedric is old school. He probably just meets somebody somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah, he probably just sees somebody. And
old
be
school,
like,
meet somebody, yeah. It's either meet somebody or Raya.
Or Raya.
And then just wrapping up here, we love having you on the show. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you for your story. Thank you for you're a wonderful person, man. I really wish you the best.
Thanks,
and your marriage, everything moving forward. I think you're just absolutely wonderful. Is there any advice you would give our listeners, our watchers? Let's just say you could go back to 19-year-old you.
Okay.
What would you give him to just about dating or just women or just stuff in general, or especially, God forbid, you didn't meet the love of your life in Houston, you were coming out here to LA. What would you give to yourself back then, or just people now who might be listening to you who go, this guy has it together, I want to be like him, I want to have someone that I care about, I want to be with somebody for 10 years.
Right.
It's really hard in this city because sometimes we can just run into really bad habits and we kind of just repeat the same cycle. So I'm curious, you're very wise, you're very smart.
What would you
offer?
I would say, like, first, be the person that you want to, like, date. Like, all the qualities of someone that you like, find those things and try to reflect that. And it may come back to you in a way that is favorable. Like, just be that person. Also, my thing is trust your gut. Because I feel like 19-year-old Marcel knew. Like, you see the signs. You see the red flags. But there, you make all these negotiations with yourself. You're like,
you keep saying it's okay. I might get laid.
I got this. I'm definitely gonna smash. Like, I got this. so trust your gut. Like, you got to know when to get out.
Yeah.
And I think if you do those two things, you'll be okay. I mean, the city is just hopeless.
Yeah.
With it. So
it is. It's horrible.
Good luck.
It's horrible, man.
It's horrible.
Hence the show. We came
horrible
up with the title
Hollywood
Super
Singles.
Fan. Yeah.
So the city is horrible, and I hear like horror stories every day, which sort of turned me away from leaving my fiance, just like punching the neck and just being like, I'm out of here.
You're in it.
We sort of hold hands and look out at the world in disgust and shame and be like, nah, we'll stick with what we got.
Yeah, you go, no, it's okay. You know what? This little bit of peace we got right here?
Yeah, yeah.
It's worth everything.
I wouldn't call it peace.
It's war and peace.
I wouldn't call it
peace.
It's war and peace. I wouldn't call it peace, but we're together.
Fantastic. Well, I wish you all the best moving forward. And to our listeners out there and our watchers, thank you guys so much. We want to thank Marcel Spears for being on the show today. We want to thank Jeff Graham over in the booth. All of our family here at AfterBuzz TV, we love you. Remember, stay horrible, stay single. We still love you here, and we will listen and talk to you week after week. My name's Adam Carr, guys, and we will see you next week. Take care.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.